This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with hosts Sammy Sage.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
And Aileen Drexler.
I'm going to make you girls a hump day treat.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
And it is Thursday. Well, technically for us, it's not Thursday when we're recording this, but for you guys and us when we're listening in our future state.
But if you're a premium subscriber to DST Back for Seconds, it's actually Wednesday.
It's actually
so
Wednesday.
Whatever day, it's
welcome
seize
to
it.
Your day.
Carpe.
Carpe diem.
Carpe that day.
What is up, Sammy? How's it going?
Things are good. mostly what?
Things are good.
Things are good. Yeah, I'm just on that journey of existing in 2021. How are you doing?
I love that journey for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm existing. I'm juggling a billion things at once this week. I know you're moving too, right?
Yes, I'm moving on Friday.
I'm moving on Saturday.
So I moved. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
I'm so fucking excited to move and like make, like at least put together a bassinet somewhere. Like that is, my body is, you know, just
nesting.
Nesting. But like also just I'm excited to just have my own space for since May.
Yeah. You've and, been like, at the Drexlers.
I've been at my in-laws, which has been amazing. I'm very grateful for them, you know, taking us in and taking care of us. Just excited to go, like, buy my own eggs.
Right. Right.
But that said, I'm going to have a new Zoom background. It's going to be great.
That's going to be very exciting for me.
I'm getting my Peloton back.
Oh, good. We can do a ride.
Oh, fun. Yes.
Maybe let's do a ride next like week, early next week,
maybe
the
yes
week
don't,
of the fourth.
Don't commit me because you know I'm gonna be okay. At the bottom of the leaderboard, guys. I'm going mad slow these yeah. days, but still I'll be with you through okay. thick and thin.
if you all want to have a ride like the week of August 4th, like sometime maybe like a morning or night, you're an after late afternoon ride, let us know and maybe we can try to do one since we'll both be in our new abodes.
A new abodes. Why did you start August 4th? Like that's a Wednesday.
Oh, sorry. I meant August 2nd. Sorry. Okay. I'm very
I start
confused.
My weeks on Wednesdays.
I wish. I'm very... Okay, right now I'm in the throes of planning our vacation. So we have the moving week, which is now, which I'm just sort of avoiding. Then we have a week of lots of work meetings, and that's pretty much what I got going on that week. And that's the week of the 2nd. Potentially the Peloton ride will be that week as well. And then... one weekend and then we're going away on our vacation. And so I've been obsessively planning with my spreadsheet and trying to like maximize the flow of the vacay so that like, you know, it's important not to do too much at once and to like, you know, have like a day where you go hard, a day where you go soft, you know.
Agreed. So you need hard and soft days.
Yeah. So I am working on that like an obsessive freak.
Well, I'm pumped to watch you. via Instagram, I will be jealous.
Oh, well, you'll be having a baby, so, you know. It's like, there. You know what? Think about the entertainment that we're providing for people via Instagram during the month of August. New homes. Yours is more exciting because it's not like another New York City rental. You know what I mean? But new homes, vacation, yeah, or a birth. So pick what you want to watch. Mute us if you don't want to see those things.
Mute me, bitch. Yeah. No, I will not be live streaming my birth, though. But thank you.
Okay, well, that's unfortunate because I really feel like you could have gotten a lot of views on that.
Probably, but I'm going to. Forgo? I'm going to forgo those views.
Forgo, yes.
For the sake of my privacy and my sanity.
Yes. Lots of exciting content in August from us.
But speaking of content, let's do some non-scale wins because it's Thursday. Let's do a listener non-scale win. I can read it. I don't know why I'm speaking like a robot. Okay. Hi, Aileen and Sammy, day one listener, and love to listen on Sunday morning as I prep for my week. Thanks for this podcast. I was away all weekend at a wedding. I returned home feeling bloated from the, quote, indulgent weekend, quote, of eating and drinking. I found that the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition in the mail slot. I felt people still get those in the mail? Mail's here. I felt myself almost panic. I can recall my brother/dad receiving this in the mail growing up, turning page by page, just feeling bad about myself with each new picture from as early as age 10. Interesting. I forgot people did that. I wanted to look just like the models, of course. I started to flip through it. And when I realized that no positive outcome would come from reading, quote unquote, reading this magazine, I quickly closed it and threw it in the recycling bin. I'm so proud that I could recognize I was about to engage in an unhealthy behavior and was able to change that narrative. Thanks for being human and vulnerable with us every week. XO, trying to be less insecure, betch.
Right. That is so great. Number one. Amazing job changing your like mental direction. I really feel like half that is the kind of the secret to all these things, because like you can never really control your first thought about something, but you can definitely control like how far you go with it and like your next thoughts after
and your and, actions
like, yeah and your actions. Second thing, unsubscribe. Do you need this paper? You're like, you know what I mean, like you don't need this, like you're probably just, you know, why did this even come?
Yeah, why is that there?
Unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe. Hit the unsubscribe button. Save some money.
And then you'll have another win.
And you'll have another win. Yeah. Even just unsubscribing. We talked about this. Like purging your emails feels very light. But I think that that's great. You noticed how something's going to make you feel before it made you feel that way. And
you acted upon it.
And you acted
upon it. And didn't torture yourself.
You know, the other day at my in-laws, they had a magazine of like backyard decor and I flipped through it like with such joy, and I was just like, it was like such an opposite reaction of like me having to flip through a magazine with like some thin hot woman on the cover, you know what I mean? It was just like so it was just such like I noticed the difference. Also specifically it was like patio what's it, masonry. So I was like, wow, I'm such a loser. But ooh.
No, masonry is incredibly oh my beautiful. God, like
gorgeous.
All these things, yeah, like all these things are incredibly it's very much more peaceful to look at interior design, architecture, you know, landscapes. There's so much art, so many beautiful things to look at in this world. You don't need to look at like some like, hot like airbrushed body like
people in bikinis.
Right, that's not art, it's capitalism, as many would say.
It's paint. Well, if it's painted
my feet, I don't like a really thin woman painted. I don't think anyway, that's like the problem.
I know. Congrats on your non-scale win.
If it's painted, technically it is photoshopped in its own way.
It is paint, like, it's paint shopped. Indeed it is. Sammy, do you have a non-scale win to share this week?
Fuck, I feel like I do, but like I don't. In the process of putting my life together for the past 3 days, like, you know, unpacking and trying to like repack, like purge things for our move and repack, and then also book all our reservations for this vacation, which is like a lot of logistical work, which you know I'm wonderful at.
Yeah.
I was like observing my own work patterns, and like I cannot focus on one task. Even like writing a short, filling out a short like inquiry form on a website, like I can't just do that straight. Like I'll literally start Googling three other things in the meantime, and
I have then I like the
cleaning
thing.
My bathtub yeah. in the middle. Like, yeah, I don't know. This isn't a win. I'm just sharing with you something about myself.
It could be ADHD. You could just also be like having a lot going on, and it's hard. Like I find it really hard to concentrate sometimes too. Like just now I was like overwhelmed by the amount of things that I need to do, so I like will pause and be like, okay, I need to get this done first, and then I'm gonna get to the next thing, even though my brain is telling me you're frazzled and overwhelmed. Like,
yeah,
you know. Yeah. And so then I just, I'll write it down what I need to do. It's almost like I've created a system for my ADHD. If I have it, I don't even know, but it could be, it could just be you are juggling so many things. Like, we're not really meant to multitask this much.
Yeah, but like, I'm not really juggling. These aren't that hard. You know what I mean?
Hard,
like, it's not
hard,
that it's, hard.
It's not hard
to unpack.
No, but like the stress of it, if you don't enjoy doing it, it's tedious. It's like, you also have to think about like physically moving. It's not like a, oh, it's not, I enjoy moving, but it's not like that fun. Because people, you think that everyone loves unpacking, but
no. It's more just like in the way I was observing myself go about tasks, like the way I do things is what made
roundabout.
Me sort of, yeah, like not in a sensible order. As you know, I don't like understand steps. You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. It was kind of like enlightened. And then I was gotten to this place where I was just like observing myself do stuff.
Yeah. And it became entertaining.
Yeah. It's like, wow, I could just watch me like a movie all day. Okay. I kind of have a non-skill win. In the process of this planning for this trip, I was like, coming back from LA and seeing like how I looked in like photos or whatever, I immediately had this thought like, oh my God, like I should probably like work out a lot before this vacation, or like, I don't know, try to look a little better, like just in case. But then I was like,
just in case.
But then I was like, then I thought to myself, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to actually make any progress like noticeably in the next 2 weeks. The best I would do would feel maybe a little bit better in my own skin, like, or like de-bloat a little bit if I did just more exercise. But then I thought like, okay, but it's not worth ruining my healthy relationship with food during the vacation because mm-hmm. I like decided to restrict for the next 2 weeks so that I could like lose 1 pound before. Not even like substantially change myself and then have a very, and then feel like on the vacation out of control and then mm-hmm. feel like diet starts tomorrow when I get back. So I feel like I like this, not like our trying to be less insecure batch. I do feel that I stopped the cycle as early as I could.
That's great.
Thank you. That's my non-skill win.
Also like losing 1 pound doesn't.
What is it? Who cares?
It happens.
Exactly. Like,
like work, like I'm trying to constantly remind myself working out is like how we talked about with Jessamine, like it's supposed to sort of spark joy while also like doing good things for your health, not like a way of making yourself look different. I mean, it's okay to want to look different, just look different for the sake of looking thin, you know?
Right. Well, it's just sort of like,
but 1 week is not, that's like crash diet status.
Right. Like I, yeah. Like every time I do have the sort of temptation to be like, let me restrict, like it would be better if I restricted. I have gotten used to reminding myself like this will backfire. Like I know it will backfire.
Yeah.
And just like take it slow and steady with, oh, but my dietitian told me she thinks that I have sort of gone over a hump in terms of food neutrality.
Oh, what was the hump?
Meaning like she thinks I've like kind of mastered. She thinks that I've like really made progress there with actually neutralizing food.
That's great.
Based on like things I told her. So that's a win.
Well,
but I've not done it to my body. So it's fine.
It's a long process.
What's your non-scale win?
My non-scale win. My non-scale win is that I have been a little bit more like, what's the word? First of all, my brain is just doesn't string thoughts together at this point. Like, I can't fucking think. Pregnancy brain is real. Everyone tells me that it doesn't go away and sometimes gets worse. Or not, it doesn't get much worse, but like mom brain is like very challenging. But
I hate that. I hate that term. Can I be honest?
No, like, but it's real.
I know it's real, but I hate that it gets like, it just makes it, I think that it really minimizes like the work of a mother to call it like pregnancy brain and mom brain. Like as if you're blaming these two very important things.
I agree.
For your like lack, for your lackings.
I agree.
It's fucked up.
I think it's fucked up. The term, the terminology is fucked up.
I don't think it's fake. It's definitely a real thing. But I think that like to be like calling it mom brain is like, okay, well, what about all the things that the mom is doing that you're not, that like have now taken the place of the things.
Right. And a lot of I read some things also about how like a lot of like psychologically or like that your brain is sort of making space for allowing yourself to make this child survive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like what you didn't have before, because you only were responsible for yourself. And so it has to like there's the like the neural pathways like shift. I didn't like fact check this, but it sounded
good. That makes
good.
Sense.
And I like it. Well, regardless of whether or not it makes sense, I just like sounded it made me feel better. But a lot of the time, like pregnancy brain is like from extreme, just like stress or like there's a lot of things happening, and it's just kind of like it's hard for me to deal with. And so this last week, I've been feeling very in tune with how I'm feeling. So, and I've been recognizing it and sort of not judging it. So if I feel like overwhelmed, I'll like say it and I'll tell like Rusty. Or if I feel like I feel disconnected from the fact that like I have to give birth, like that scares the shit out of me. So I've been like more vocal about that. And it's like helping me deal with the stress of it. So that's kind of my non-scale win. And
that's great. Being in tune.
It's just being a little bit more in tune. Like also today I had this feeling of like, I feel the pressure that I need to work until the day that my water breaks. And I think that I want to slow down because of this feeling of being very overwhelmed and kind of being afraid. So I kind of want to like sit out, give myself some space. So that giving myself that allowance in my head felt very like good. So that's my other win. So
yeah, I think that's so important. Like you don't want to go from like literally like Zoom meetings to, oh shit, the water broke. Mom, the baby will be here in a minute. Like,
yeah, no, exactly.
That's a very bad, I mean, that's a pretty significant shift. You don't want to be like the, you know, what's her name? Lonnie in The White Lotus.
I didn't watch this last episode.
No, it was in the first episode.
Oh, wait, who's Lonnie?
You sound like Armand right now.
I guess I would have heard if she died. Yeah. Oh, that's really funny.
Yeah, so you don't want to
exactly
be her.
I don't want to be her. That was a really funny scene. Yeah, you're right. But anyway, I'm like feeling like more in tune, which makes me happy rather than like sort of pushing away like emotions or feelings of that aren't necessarily positive. So it's very like woo-woo, but I like it.
This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more. Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there and I've even made a few purchases from there and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life. So it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
should we get into some Dear DST?
Yes. Okay, I could read this one. Dear Sam and Aileen, thank you for the podcast. It's my fave. Love you guys. It really helped me get through all of quarantine, and I even started practicing intuitive eating. Last summer, I felt pretty great about my body and my eating patterns, but as more people started getting vaccinated and going back into the real world, I've started drinking and eating much more. I have realized that I once again have started to feel self-conscious about my body when I'm out with friends, on a date, or at a bar, and I hate that this feeling I hadn't really felt in a year is back. I thought I had made some progress over quarantine. I wasn't drinking and only eating meals I made at home, really. But now that I've gained some weight back, I feel self-conscious about not looking my best when I'm out. I'm so over this feeling. I'm also single and find out that my fitter friends get more attention, so I think this is also part of the problem. I'm not sure if this part is in my head or reality, perhaps a mix of both. Anyway, I really want to hear your advice on this. How do I start feeling better about my body again? Is it possible to try to do intuitive eating again? Is it possible for me to still drink, go out with friends, late night eat, and do IE? I'm young and I don't want to cut alcohol out completely, but should I? I want to feel my best self. Should I stop going out and focus on feeling better about myself or stop dating until then? Thanks in advance. Self-conscious but fun bitch.
Oh, boy.
Okay, she's going in a lot of different directions.
She's spiraling. She's spiraling. Yeah. She doesn't know what she wants or what she wants to do.
Okay, I feel like there's a few sections here.
Yeah.
To answer your easiest question, is it possible for me to still drink, go out with friends late, and do IE? Yes, that is possible. Is it possible to try intuitive eating again? It's possible. I don't really know, like, where you are with that. But, okay, one thing that really rang true is that, like, she's single and finds that her fitter friends get more attention. I don't think this is just in your head. Like, it's probably real, but that does not mean that you will never, that no one will ever pay attention to you or that you won't find someone who you love. So that is like its own thing to unpack.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think like her biggest issue is she's not feeling good about her body and that's it. And she's trying to
find the magic solution.
Decide what to do about it. Like, how does she feel good about it? Is it with trying to lose weight? But how do I do that? And also, like, not really diet? Because I don't know if she was saying she's practicing intuitive eating, but also continue to drink, go out, late night eat. So it's like too many different like things that aren't necessarily conflicting. It's just that the intention is what's missing.
Yeah. Right? I don't really seem to understand. Like, I see how I get what she's calculating. She's like, oh, because we've done this too. Like, should I stop going out so that I can be really intense about my diet and then reemerge really thin is what I'm, was what I'm reading right here. She's saying, like, I'm young and don't want to cut out alcohol completely, but she also, like, feels self-conscious when she goes out because she's not, you know, as fit as some of her friends. Totally real. I don't think you should cut out alcohol unless you have, like, an issue with drinking or you don't like drinking or the way it makes you feel. I don't think you should cut out alcohol for the purposes of dieting. That's not going to – I don't think that's, like, a good long-term solution. I wonder, like, when she says she did intuitive eating, like, what did she do? That's what I'm, like, a little confused about.
I don't think that she – I have a feeling that she probably wasn't doing it with the intentions of doing it for the reasons of doing it.
Right. For the right, she wasn't doing it for the right reasons.
I just I think she just needs to pause and take a step back and, like, just ask herself, like, what do I really want? If it's like, if I really want to lose weight right now, then that's what I should do. How do I find a way to lose weight that is sort of in line with a sustainable method? But I would caution you in doing so, get to do it really quick, just so that you can sort of put a Band-Aid over the feelings of, like, you're feeling self-conscious when you go out and you might drink more because of that. Like, I really wouldn't go that place because, you know, at the end of the day, you'll probably, if you do anything too quick, you'll probably gain it back and then it's going to get worse. I wouldn't stop drinking because that's also, I mean, if you really want to stop drinking, please stop drinking, but right. I wouldn't do it for the reasons of, like, short-term weight loss. Again, like if it's all about short-term something, I wouldn't really do it unless you feel like you need a break. But again, there's like too many things here. I really think the root of her issue is she's feeling self-conscious because she's saying she's gained some weight back and she's not looking her best when she goes out. That's it. So she's asking, do I stop going out? Do I stop drinking? Do I, you know, like that's it. So I would take a step back, say if it's really weight loss that I want to do, that's fine. No one's judging you. I'm not judging you. Try to do that, but do it in a way that meets like your other values and other like goals, like something where you can still go and drink and eat out, like I don't know, maybe Weight Watchers. but again, like you're asking if you could do it while doing IE, like they say, really, if you're doing intuitive eating the way that it's supposed to be done as a way of healing from dieting, I don't think that you could do like try to actively lose weight while also practicing intuitive eating. That's
I definitely
to me,
think
to me, yeah, that's you can't.
In the early stages of intuitive eating, absolutely not. But I think once you have like neutralized food and maybe like sort of improved your relationship with your body and probably with exercise and movement, I think you can probably implement like gentle nutrition in a way that could maybe lead to long-term weight loss if that's like what's supposed to happen to your body.
If that's what's supposed to happen.
But it but really, I think, takes a long time to actually...
It's not short like, term. This is a no. long haul kind of
like
solution.
Years. And you also can't like go back between, like you have to make continuous progress with the intuitive eating. Like it can't be like I intuitive ate and ate into I did intuitive eating for 6 months and then I like went on a diet to lose the weight. Otherwise your body doesn't believe that it's really gonna, that you're not gonna go back to restricting it.
Right. So, I mean, how do you feel better about yourself? I think you have to figure out what is it that, like, is not allowing you to feel good about yourself. Like, that's the key. And is it like, oh, my friends are getting more attention because I think that's because I'm not as thin as them. Well, is that true? Or is that something that you're sort of projecting out?
She's probably right that it's a mix of both because like, yeah, let's be honest, like that everyone understands like the economics of like set like sexuality in a bar, like more guys go to the hottest girls. Like it's just not that complicated to understand that. But that doesn't mean that you yourself can't sort of like improve your attractiveness, not through the way you change like physical changes, but through your confidence and your attitude and by having fun. Right. And by like genuinely though, because like guys can sense when you like feel shitty about yourself. So like, or and I know that feels like a catch 22, like, well, I feel shitty about myself and people can sense it. So how do I stop? Like, I think focusing on the fun you're having, being with the people you're with, assuming you actually like your friends and they're actually fun. I think focusing on that will help you sort of naturally look more confident, look more attractive. And it won't matter as much like your weight or your size, right, or whatever it is. And I'm not saying like don't wear makeup. Like, you know what I mean? Just you still want to try to look good. Just like don't think to yourself, well, the fact that I have like 15 extra pounds on me disqualifies me from getting anybody in this bar.
Mm-hmm. Right. If you were her, what would you do?
Okay. I would say if you have the means to talk to a therapist, or you could do one of these like online counseling things. If you don't have the means to, or whatever, you don't feel comfortable, there's no like hard and fast rule. I think she needs to sit with herself and think about her values and what she wants long term, and think about like the different paths to get there and try to like maybe play out each one in her head, like what will bring her long-term satisfaction or like acceptance, fulfillment. Because like, again, you can get really thin and you can be unhappy, or you could get really fat and you could be unhappy. So like, I think about what you want for yourself, try to make sense of like your goals and your values. And then like, it's also maybe try to look at it as less black and white, like, and be okay with not knowing what you're going to do right now. because I'm reading her email and there's a, like you said, it's like a lot to untangle. I don't think this is like you're going to take step one unless step one is seeing a therapist and talking through these things. Like, this is a complicated web of dieting issues. They're not out of the norm, but it's not very normal. I want to minimize it. Yeah. So it takes time to, this will take time to work through. I don't, she doesn't seem that old.
Right, she's young. I want to also just have her like ask herself. She starts with this like, but as I've really felt really good about my body and my eating patterns. So there was a point where she felt good. Then people started getting vaccinated, going back to the real world. They started drinking and eating so much more. So I would just say, like, maybe stop there and be like, why am I eating and drinking so much more? Is it just my environment? Am I just excited? Am I like doing it to feel some other feeling of fear of like, emotional, am I emotionally eating all of this? Do I feel pressured?
Maybe she just wants to like not say no to having fun. Exactly. And having fun is eating and drinking.
Maybe, right. So maybe there's some balance she can strike in the meantime and think about like her, be a little bit more, I don't want to say this word intuitive is like intuitive eating, but like be a little bit more mindful of like her, what she's doing when going out and drinking. So there's no cold turkey here. There's no, I'm going on a diet. There's no, I'm going on intuitive eating. There's no, I'm stopping drinking. It's just like pausing, being aware of your actions and saying like, okay, how do I go back to that point where I was feeling really good?
Right. And maybe what might help is to like add in some small exercises that promote mindfulness, whether it's like going for a 15-minute walk in the morning, doing like 5 minutes of like no screen, no phone. Maybe you listen to like a guided meditation, or maybe you don't. Maybe you just like take 5 minutes of quiet. Maybe you journal. Like, I do think adding maybe one activity that promotes like self-knowledge or mindfulness will pay off if you do it consistently. It's not going to like solve everything, but I think it will help you tune into more of your feelings, and you will notice sort of like an invisible lifting, like an invisible assistance in everything you're doing by adding in one of those practices. Not that I do those, but you know, in that, I know they work because when I have done them, they've worked. But I just, I'm lazy. So I'm going to give you that advice because they do work when you do them.
Right. Well, good luck, self-conscious, but fun bitch. And thanks for bearing with us as we figured out how to answer this email.
Yeah.
But we really appreciate you writing to us. And for everybody else who wants to write to us, again, our email, as you should have it memorized by heart by now, but it's dst@patches.com. And we are releasing episodes, extra episodes, bonus episodes, premium content on DST Back for Seconds. It's a subscription. You just subscribe $2.99 a month and you get a lot of great shit, ad-free listening to extra episodes from us. But nothing's changing about DST, and you join our Facebook group. You can, you know, follow Dizar Tomorrow at Dizar Tomorrow. You can follow me at Aileen, follow Sammy at Sammy, and you can actually subscribe to our podcast. That would be really helpful for us. We would love you if you did it. If you don't, you just listen. That's great too. But if you just press subscribe, it doesn't even, you can skip a day. Just do us a favor and subscribe. You have our permission to skip a day. Just press subscribe, press follow on Spotify. Thanks, guys, for listening. We really appreciate it. And we're always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong and Sean Kilby. Social media by Sydney Rafe. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.